Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. We've all heard the stories about payday loans and their backbreaking interest rates. The loans are typically made to those who are under-resourced and under pressure to pay bills. There's an active effort here to turn that around by offering financial products that are much less onerous and offering education on how to use them. It's led by Prosperity Connection. Its mission is to do just that. Help. Joining me in studio are Paul Woodruff, Executive Director of Prosperity Connection. Mike O'Brien is President of Red Doe Money Matters. Alex Fenoy is Executive Vice President and Community and Economic Development Director of Midwest Bank Center. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being here. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Paul, let me begin with you. In as much as Prosperity Connection is kind of the umbrella for all we'll be talking about, give me kind of a basic overview of what's going on.
Sure. Prosperity Connection was founded in 2009 with a primary mission to help individuals and families earn economic independence through financial education, community services, and low-cost banking options. So the philosophy that we have is that we do a couple of things. The first is that we focus on financial coaching. We want to make sure that people have a sound basis to understand where they exist financially, but then also how to get access to additional resources. Second primary thing is that we focus on credit. Third is that we integrate services so that we can resource out folks. So if you have a mental health issue, a legal issue, and we don't necessarily specialize in that, we connect folks with those resources to connect in. And then fourth, we integrate financial services both inside of our shop as well as with our network of banks and credit unions that we work with.
What got you into this? I mentioned payday loans at the top. I think that's probably one of the biggest problems that that people that we're talking about face. Was that the reason?
That is the reason. And actually, so I completed my degree in public administration from St. Louis University in 2009. And the primary focus that I looked at was credit union alternatives to payday lending, as well as other financial service industry options through banks as well. And so this is really personal to me. And when I got the opportunity to work with Prosperity Connection, and we saw that there was an outlet to provide additional resources through Red Doe Money Center and the educational services that we offer. It was a natural fit for me, and this is something that I've been very passionate about.
All right. Well, let's learn even more about what all this is about. What about the Midwest Bank Center? What is its role specifically, Alex?
Sure. As Paul mentioned, they partner with a number of financial institutions in the St. Louis market, and specifically, we partner with Prosperity Connection in what's called the 24-1 area, or more commonly known as the Normandy School District. So for us, that journey kind of started back going on 4 years ago when we built a full-service branch in Pagedale with a partnership with Beyond Housing. And Beyond Housing also partners with Prosperity Connection, and they brought us all to the table, and instead of us competing, let's work together, because there are services that that Michael talked about at the Red Doe Money Center that my bank doesn't offer. But then there's things that we do at Midwest Bank Center that at Red Doe or at the credit union that they don't offer. So we look at it as working together and trying to help the community at every level that they come in at. So it's important for us to continue the great work in the Normandy School District with Red Doe Money Center and with Prosperity Connection.
That Beyond Housing is really something else, isn't it? It's got itself involved in so many worthwhile efforts in that part of North County.
Absolutely.
Congratulations to Chris Kramer, who almost was on the program today, but he deferred to you guys. Mike, let me turn to you and get some more information about Red Doe.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Red Doe, the best way to describe it, is a nonprofit alternative to payday lending, check cashing, and other what we call fringe banking services. And we started it back at the end of February, and we opened in Pagedale. And we realize that there are so many people out there that are using payday lending services that are stripping wealth right out of their household. And we wanted to be able to provide a low-cost alternative to those folks and to help get them on a pathway to economic independence. So we have a small dollar installment loan that we offer, plus we also cash checks. We have a prepaid debit card. We're an agent of MoneyGram, so we can sell money orders. Folks can come in and pay bills and also do wire transfers. And our pricing, we try to price our services well below market so that folks can keep more money in their pocket and move forward in a positive way.
Well, we've all heard the horror stories about the interest rates that accumulate with payday lending. What about your own interest rates?
Well, we are, again, trying to do what's best for the consumer, sure. number one, and get them off that treadmill of predatory lending. So our rate is 36% APR versus what you typically might see at a payday lender being 450% or more. And I think the other big difference is the term of our loan. You can borrow up to $500, but we give you up to 6 months to pay it back versus a payday lender that normally you have 14 days to pay it back. So people, if they don't have a loan today, I mean, if they don't have the money today, chances are they're not going to have it in 14 days. So they typically have to roll that loan over again and again and again, and that's where those fees really add up, and they owe hundreds of dollars over the life of the loan. Versus us, if you borrow up to $500 with us, pay it back in 6 months, you only owe about $60 in interest.
Forgive me for saying this, but 36% sounds like one heck of an interest rate.
Well, it's not much higher than many credit card rates, to be honest. And we're a brand new startup business. Again, we're a nonprofit, but we do have to cover our overhead, and there's a tremendous amount of risk involved in making these small dollar loans. We don't pull a credit report to make these loans. We do look at income, and we do look at a person's ability to repay, but there's a huge default rate on these loans. And 36% has to cover the, you know, has to help us mitigate the risk and also pay the electric bill, pay our staff, and so forth. So, but again, it's $60 over the course of a six-month loan that you're paying in interest versus hundreds and hundreds of dollars that people pay on a traditional payday loan.
But Paul, I guess the fact that there is this hefty default rate is where the education component comes in. Tell us about that part of it.
Absolutely. So the philosophy that we have, again, is that it's important to impart knowledge. We all need to know about the basics of credit. We all need to have the skills to build a budget. We all want to know how to purchase a home and assess that process. However, one of the things that we see that under-resourced communities face in St. Louis and nationally is that there's a fear of being judged. Finances are very personal. Finances are the root of relationship issues. It's the root of where we get a job, where we can live. And so for us, we take an assessment of the clients that come through our doors. All of our services are free, but when we sit down with folks, we want to take a look and see where they are. So when we see that folks maybe don't have access to small dollar loans to be able to cover shortfalls, so maybe they have an issue with a car, maybe they have something that comes up in terms of a health crisis where they need a couple hundred dollars. For us, we try to work with people so that, number one, they can avoid taking out high interest rate loans, but number two, if they do need services, we've got partners, obviously through our own efforts through Red Dome Money Center, but partners like St. Louis Community Credit Union, Midwest Bank Center, and others that we can direct people to.
Alex, who comes to you, and what do they come to you for specifically sure. after that referral?
Well, in a lot of cases, the referrals, they come over for mortgages. Sometimes it's car loans. Sometimes it's startup small business loans. Those are probably the main three things. Car loans, obviously, credit unions do a great job with that. But there are some reasons why they potentially send someone over to us. But the bigger ones is a mortgage. Mortgages, absolutely there. And then the small business lending is a big tenant of Midwest Bank Center. But just to piggyback on what Paul said about the financial education with us at Midwest Bank Center, we look at it as financial empowerment. And one of the major things that all financial institutions go out in the community and try to give of themselves and be advisors for the community in terms of financial education or empowerment, whichever words you like to use. But one thing that we found is that when we open the doors and we ask the community to come into our banks, a lot of times you would have a session set up and you would be preaching to empty chairs. So we got smart as an industry and started working in collaboration. And one of the things that Prosperity Connection and amongst other partners do, Beyond Housing and others, is they can get people into the classroom. Because what you want is when we have our teammates that go out, we want them talking to a room of 25 or more people at a time, because it's more of a collective impact in that manner. So we love the partnership with Prosperity Connection in our Normandy school district area.
You know, it all comes down to trust. And so one of the things that we've found that we can do is we build a bridge of trust from our organization, our clients, to the financial institutions and to our own services that have the products and services to help people to get to where they want to be. Listen, nobody wants to take out a payday loan. People want to be on a sound financial footing, but for us, what we can do is we can bridge that trust gap to get people into to meet with representatives, whether it's from Midwest Bank Center or other partners, to be able to talk in a realistic sense about what they can do if they want a home. And maybe that's not the first step. Maybe it's cleaning up credit. Yeah. So that's where we pair our coaching efforts, we pair our volunteers, and then we connect people down the road to the right services that they need at the right time.
Where does all of this start? Where does this process start? I mean, do they come to you, Paul, initially, and then you can refer them as necessary? Or would they go to Red Doe, for instance, and see Mike and start the process there?
Well,
or with Alex?
Yeah, I think it happens all of those ways. But we recently opened what we called a wealth accumulation center in Pagedale. And so if you imagine a mini strip mall that has three distinct storefronts, and one is the Red Doe Money Center, one is the Excel Center, which is operated by Prosperity Connection, and one is a mini branch of St. Louis Community Credit Union. So in theory, a person could onboard at Red Doe and take advantage of the low-cost services that we provide compared to what's out there available to them. We earn their trust. We refer them over to the Excel Center for the resources that are available there, whether it be the group seminars or the one-on-one financial coaching. And then from there, they can be referred to St. Louis Community Credit Union, Midwest Bank Center, or they can choose any other financial institution that they'd like. But the whole idea is to get them on that path to financial capability, to economic independence.
And there's enough proximity through all these organizations that folks aren't wandering all over town going right from place to place.
Right. And I think, you know, a lot of these folks, they may already have an account at a bank or a credit union, but maybe they couldn't qualify for a loan. So Red Doe can step in and be that fill that gap for them. We have what we call our brand promise. And that's the fact that, you know, you can use Red Doe to help improve your own financial well-being. But in addition, you're also, by supporting Red Doe, you're helping to support your community through the services that are available at Prosperity Connection. So it's a win-win for people who choose to do business with us.
And Don, when he was talking about the Excel Center, literally a block away is my branch in Pagedale, right at the corner of Page and Ferguson. So when you're talking about those three things that's there, then there's a full-service bank branch that's walking distance, less than a block away, in addition. So for us, we look at, if it's kind of a short-term fix, we can work directly with the client.
Sure.
Mike talked about maybe they potentially were declined for an auto loan. Let's use that as an example. So we can work with them on a short-term fix. But if it's a longer-term need, we work with our Prosperity Connection partners and say, go down the street, work with Prosperity Connection, get your credit cleaned up, because we want a pathway to yes. You know, that's our philosophy. Our philosophy is really to never say no. We want to say either yes today, not yet, and then get you back for a yes later.
And having everything close by, obviously, is very important. You don't want to dissuade people by, it's going to take me too long to do this or that. Have to take a break. We'll do that now. Come back and continue our conversation. We're talking about a new process, relatively new process, for making funds and loans available to people who are generally referred to as under-resourced. My guests in studio are Paul Woodruff of Prosperity Connection, Mike O'Brien of Red Doe Money Centers, and Alex Fenoy of Midwest Bank Center. Back in just a moment. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Now back to our conversation with Paul Woodruff, Mike O'Brien, and Alex Fenoy. I wanted to just get a little more detail on this Excel outfit. It's been mentioned, but I'm not precisely sure on what Excel does in this whole mix.
Absolutely. So the Excel Center is the outlet that we have a destination point for free financial education. We have three existing locations. One is in Old North St. Louis, just down from Crown Candy. Second is in St. John at the intersection of St. Charles Rock Road and 170. And then our premier location at the Wealth Accumulation Center that Mike mentioned earlier is in Pagedale at 6724 Page. So at these facilities, our coaches are based out of. They meet with clients one-on-one, and we teach a lot of classes on credit, budgeting, home buying, and many more subjects.
You mentioned one-on-one. You also had mentioned earlier there are larger class scenarios.
Absolutely. I think for most people, you know, what we find is that folks will be interested in a financial topic, buying a home. They'll come into a large group class, and what you'll find is that a small proportion of that class is really ready to commit. So for the folks that are ready to commit, what we do is we offer the one-on-one coaching environment. That could be with just an individual, could be with a couple, but the idea is to really assess where people are and then help them to understand what they're going to need to move forward. So in the home buying process, I know that we've met with folks that have closed on loans with Midwest Bank Center, and that process looks like people setting up a savings account, saving regularly, cleaning up some issues that might be on their credit report, and then when it comes down to financing, making sure that person follows through. We want to make sure that people have support all the way, and the biggest thing is that we don't judge people. So it doesn't matter where you are with your credit, where you are with your savings, we're there to help you.
But home buying is issue number one. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a ton of disparity in St. Louis, especially in African American communities, where you see that, you know, financing has just not been available. So as we work with folks, whether they're low income, African American, white, or other, we try to make sure that we're connecting people with those resources, and we see that the message has been received really positively. When we bring in volunteers from our bank partners, it gives our audience and our clients an ability to connect with bankers to know that they have options and that they've got somebody that's going to be a partner with them and not judge them.
Alex, who is a typical client? Give me a profile, if you will, including what the income might be for a typical client.
Sure. So let me piggyback on something that Paul said, give you a real life example. So actually, good, tomorrow night at the Excel Center, we're doing a collaborative home mortgage meeting with Yvette Baker from Prosperity Connection and one of my mortgage officers, Dion Fields. And I think he told me they had 22 people already registered for the class. Mm-hmm. Now, for those who aren't in the industry, whenever you have over 20 folks who are coming to a class, that's a home run. That's not a single. A single would be if you got double digits, if you got 10.
It bespeaks a need, obviously.
Absolutely. And these folks are committed. They're coming after work. You know, so they've done work, they've gotten kids, and then they're coming in and they're having a class on first-time home buyers. So fantastic job. So a typical one, there really isn't a typical mortgage client. If you're talking in community, you're going to look at someone who's probably making less than $40,000 a year for a family of four. That's going to buy a home that's somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000 that may have had some challenging issues with their credit, need some down payment assistance. So that's where, again, we kind of circle back to working with a Beyond Housing because they have the down payment assistance and prepaid closing cost that's a part of the program. So that's going to be kind of your typical family. And in a lot of cases, it's single women households. So there may not be a married couple. So we want to make sure that they understand the whole process of what they're getting into, that it's no longer renting, right? So if something goes wrong with the house, you can't call a landlord, you're the homeowner.
Sure.
So you have to have reserves, you have to understand that some things you have to learn how to do on your own before you call a plumber. There's simple things that you can do. So that's all a part of the first-time homebuyer process.
And all part of the education process as well, needless to say.
Absolutely.
Is there a minimum income? Is there minimum income to get in on this?
It's typically not minimum income. What it is the ability, Mike talked about it, it's a big buzzword, is the ability to repay. So based on how much your income is, the expenses that you have, can you incur this debt and pay this over a reasonable amount of time with some, in banker terms, shock rate in there? If something else goes wrong, can you recover?
Mm-hmm. Mike, how do you vet these people?
How do we vet people for Red Dough? Really, it's open to the public. Anyone can come in off the street who has a need.
But do you say no to some people?
We do have to say no to some people. Unfortunately, we can't help everyone. And a lot of it has to do with their financial situation. If they don't have any income, for instance, they're not going to be able to pay back a loan.
They have to be employed?
They have to be employed or at least have some type of income, whether it be Social Security or a pension or something like that. That certainly would be considered as well. But primarily, we're looking for ways to help people, not turn them away. And so so we do whatever we can to be able to serve their needs. But again, I think the important thing is we don't give loans to people who we know as soon as they walk out the door, they're not going to be able to pay us, because that's just going to make their situation worse. Mm-hmm. That's what typically happens at a payday lender or a title loan company, and we're just not in the business to do that.
How do you know that, though?
Well, we do ask them for some documentation. They have to provide us with their two most recent pay stubs. They have to provide us with the copies of their two most recent bank statements, so that we know they're not constantly bouncing checks or that they literally can't afford to make a payment. We also we look to make sure they're not in bankruptcy or they haven't committed fraud. Those are two of the other stipulations that could prevent them from being accepted for a loan.
It sounds like a fairly rigorous process. I mean, you're checking a lot of boxes when you go through this.
Well, we're checking a lot of boxes because there's a lot of regulations involved too. So we can't skirt those issues. And you know, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, is looking very closely at the payday lending industry right now. They're actually proposing new rules that, in effect, will put a lot of payday lenders, especially the smaller ones, out of business, because it's the costs for compliance are going to be sky high. We've anticipated that going in, so we've designed our product to fit within the rules that the CFPB is proposing. And that 36% rate that we talked about, that is the cap, in the sense that if you're at or under that 36%, as an institution, you won't have to comply with these additional regulations. So we feel like we're very well positioned to be able to serve this market in the near and distant future.
Alex, are they vetted when they get to you?
Typically, yes. Yeah. Now, that's another great thing that we like to work with. So one of the questions you talked about earlier, and I think Mike answered it, but I like to come back to it, was where do the folks come from? So they could come into Midwest Bank Center, and we refer down to the Excel Center. They could start at the St. Louis Community Credit Union or the Red Dough Money Center, and they work through the process and refer them up. When somebody usually comes from them, they're to a point where we can say yes on it. It may not be the full amount that they would ask for, but they are fully vetted, and we can say yes. Now we have to take our application and go through our credit underwriting, but they're usually a stronger client at that point for a smaller dollar small business loan, or for a mortgage, or for a car loan, or for some of our consumer loan products.
And Paul, when Prosperity Connection is the first point of contact, what is your procedure?
So it's all about doing the intake process. So we get to know our clients, we get to establish a rapport, and so it's understanding what's on that credit report, what are the assets that an individual has, what are the goals that a person has. And so once we get to know the client that we're working with, it makes it easier for us to kind of assess the landscape of needs that are out there. You know, we've got a ton of partners that are in the nonprofit field, whether that's Father Support Center that can help with employment needs, the Legal Services of Eastern Missouri mm-hmm. with legal needs, but as it comes along, we make sure that we do the assessment. And like Alex said, we want to make sure that the person is ready and most suited for success when they apply for that loan with whatever institution they look at.
So what sort of a track record do you have at this point? Or have you been in business doing this long enough to establish a track record yet?
So financial education is the name of the game for us. We've been around since 2009, and we've just surpassed 35,000 people that we've reached throughout the region. And that's in group classes, that's individually. And, you know, when people talk about financial education, a lot of the times they just talk about numbers. What we do, though, is that we're starting to track credit score improvement, debt reduction, and a number of other factors. But I think what's most interesting is that we do an assessment of confidence when people meet with us. And so what we're finding is that people will walk through the doors, whether in a group class or in a one-on-one setting, and we know that they're at, say, out of the scale of five, they're maybe at a 3.5 with their confidence with finances. Typically what we see is that that number ratchets up every time we meet with that person. So that means that they've got the skills that they need. They're gaining financial confidence so that they can make the right decisions for them. It's all about behavior. So we try to track behavior and credit score improvement, confidence, all those things. And what we're seeing is that the dial is ticking forward and that people are getting access to the services that they need to achieve their financial goals, whether that's buying a house, sending their child to school, or doing whatever else might be on that list.
Alex, what's your track record?
So we're talking specifically about the Pagedale location. So it's fantastic, Don. Without tooting our own horn here, typically when somebody opens up a new branch, and that branch is less than 4 years old, we reach profitability in less than 3 years at that branch. So now, between loans and deposits, that's over a $25 million branch. Over 700 households served, 200 of those are small business loans or mortgages, which is a fantastic number. It's been so much success that what it's led us to do is go into another underbanked, unbanked community in North St. Louis that we'll open up before the end of the year in North City with another partner, Friendly Temple Missionary Baptist Church, right on the corner of Dr. Martin Luther King in Belt. So really because of the success that we had at Pagedale with our partner, the City of Pagedale, Beyond Housing, and later with working with Prosperity Connection, we took that model and went to Friendly Temple and said, we would love to do work with you in the community in the same fashion.
How about defaults?
Defaults are very small. So we have a signature product that's called the Affordable Home Improvement Loan, and that is as low credit score, these guys would know it, but 580. And that the default rate on that product is less than 7%. Which when we created that product, we were anticipating somewhere around 25%. So if you think about that, I like to look at things from the positive standpoint. Folks who have gotten that loan have a 93% track record of paying it as agreed, which is fantastic.
Sure. Sounds great. Michael Bryan, how about your track record at Red Doe?
Well, Red Doe, we've only been open for about 6 months, but during that time we have made about 185 loans for approximately $87,000. They're all small dollar loans, so the average is around $500. And so we've been able to help people in a number of different ways. There have been folks who maybe need to make a car repair so they can get back and forth to work. We've had folks that are just trying to catch up on their bills. And so it's been very successful, and we hope to open a second location in South St. Louis at the beginning of next year.
How about your default rate?
Well, knock on wood, so far we haven't charged off any loans yet, but we've had some people fall behind on payments, but we talk to them. You know, we open that line of communication and try to work with them and refer them to the Excel Center and hopefully get them back on track.
All right. Well, it sounds great. We'll certainly be watching this. And Red Doe in particular, you're brand new, so this sounds like a very valuable service to the community. Anything you want to add before we say goodbye?
I would say take a look at our website, www.prosperityconnection.org. You can take a look and see what we do, see our class schedule, and then if you want to help, whether that's volunteering or making a donation to us, we would be happy to help you join us on this journey.
We'll put all of the relevant websites on our website at stlpublicradio.org. Gentlemen, thanks so much. Paul Woodruff, thank you for being with us. Michael Bryan, great to see you. Thank you. And Alex Fenoy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.